I have our young disciples come forward. Well, good morning. I had a question to ask of you all. If you ever heard or heard tell of a story or a saying that children should be seen and not heard. You ever heard that, Nick? Yeah. There was a time when children were to be seen only and not heard. Can you believe that? Does that seem kind of weird? Yeah. Because there was a time when adults would talk, and that's and children were in the room, that's all that was supposed to be heard, was just the adults. The children were supposed to sit and sit quiet, right? But thankfully, that's not the case anymore. Thankfully, what happens now is we look to you guys for your opinions, and we ask you questions, and we want you to be in conversations with us, right? Yeah, we appreciate that. Well, in this morning's Bible story in the Gospel of Mark, it talks about how Jesus went to his hometown, but nobody would listen to him. And the thing I thought about this week was, oddly enough, is it's kind of like when Jesus went to his hometown, it's kind of like when you talk to a cat. You ever talk to a cat?
Yes.
Cats don't listen, do they?
No.
No, they don't. They just kind of look at you and say, that's nice. And they go do what they want to do.
And that bunny rabbit, she watches.
So, one of the things that Jesus asked for his disciples in this Bible story this morning is that if you have people that are not going to hear you or not going to listen, to shake the dust off your feet and keep moving. Right? Just keep moving. Right? To find that person or those persons that are going to listen to you and receive the Word of God. Right? That are going to want to listen to your opinion. And that's important, especially for young people, to hear that story. That you guys are important. That God thinks you are important. Okay? All right. So I want you to think about that this week as you're having your stories and you're having your time with other kids or other adults. Okay? Will you pray with me? How do we do that? Please come, Marlon. That's right. Put your hands together. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today. We give you thanks for these children and for this time together. Be in our hearts and our minds and remind us throughout this week that you are with us always.